Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Engel. Batting seventh. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Gus Polidor. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Birkbeck. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Backman hits a line drive towards the mound. Birkbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Polidor misplays the ball. That's an error on Polidor. Puckett moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Sheffield takes first base on ball four. Molitor moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to third. Sheffield moves to second. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bush hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Laudner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Engel strikes out. One out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti juggles the ball. That's an error on Gaetti. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polidor hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Polidor reaches second base with a double. Meyer moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gagne strikes out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. Gladden takes first base on ball four. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gladden moves to third. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sheffield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sheffield hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. Gaetti moves to third. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin is walked intentionally. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner takes first base on ball four. Larkin moves to second. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball four. Gaetti scores. Larkin moves to third. Laudner moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Larkin scores. Laudner moves to third. Gagne moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Twins. Wally Backman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Backman is 0-2 in the game. Backman hits a line drive towards the mound. Birkbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Braggs is 0-1 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Engel is 0-1 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braggs moves to second. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Meyer is 0-1 in the game. Meyer strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Surhoff is 0-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. Braggs moves to third. Two outs. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Polidor is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Polidor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braggs scores. Surhoff moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Molitor is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Bill Krueger now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harbeck is 0-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Polidor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to third. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gaetti is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Randy Bush. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo now playing right field. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sheffield is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Yount is 0-2 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Deer is 0-2 in the game. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Larkin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Laudner is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Laudner bunts towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Larkin moves to second. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larkin moves to third. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gladden strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Backman is 0 for 3 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braggs strikes out. 1 out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Engel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Engel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Twins, 2, Brewers, 2. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Gus Polidor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Polidor is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Polidor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Engel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Polidor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sheffield hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 3 in the game. Deer hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Braggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Gantner now playing second base. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dan Plesac now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Laudner strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Engel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer strikes out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Surhoff. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Surhoff steals second. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Francona now playing first base. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gladden hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 3, Brewers, 3. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0 for 4 in the game. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braggs. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Backman moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 4 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Backman tags and scores. Puckett tags and moves to third. 1 out. It's 4-3, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gaetti is walked intentionally. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. John Moses now playing right field. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Molitor is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 3 in the game. with a walk. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheffield moves to second. 2 outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 4 in the game. Deer hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.